Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
If you can consciously demonstrate love to people, it doesn't matter, family, friends, lovers, team, and I don't mean, none of this is woo-woo, this is just the reality of how your brain works, that you desire this so much, give it. Give and you shall receive. What do you want in life? Give it. Watch it. Evidence propagate out there and then you'll have more of it. Give and you shall receive. Give and you shall receive. Some of you, this is an irrelevant conversation because you're just fine. You're loving relationship. You're like, dude, I'm so in love right now. I can't even hear you. I've got songs in my head. You're like in a great place. For those who aren't there, it's time to go, huh? How could I demonstrate more love? How could I do it? Turn the person left, right, put your hand on their shoulder and say, all we want is love. That's all we want. What else do we so desperately desire? What else do we so desperately desire? It's a little different. Validation. What a psychological ninja trick this one is. we want to be accepted, we want to be loved, but no, we have a pride to our ego that needs to be validated. Good job, honey. If we don't feel like we get enough of that growing up, oh my gosh. In the high school, elementary school, when you're the odd person out, the group hasn't validated you, that can leave a mark. Most people around today are running through their lives and they're forgetting how much they want this and how much other people want this. When we teach leadership lessons in high performance, we're always saying, here's what you gotta imagine. You gotta imagine on everyone you meet, there's a big billboard on their head that just says, please see me. Please listen to me. Please understand me. Please acknowledge me. That's all anyone wants from you. And that's what you want. Please see me. Just please see me. Please listen to me. Please care about what I'm saying. Please acknowledge me in some way. And when we don't have that, we feel horrible. When we don't have that in a relationship, it doesn't matter. Even at work, when someone shares an idea, listen to this. If you're in a work environment where someone shares ideas and at the end of their sentence, no one acknowledges it, says, I like that, don't like that, try this, let me write that down, good idea, great suggestion, let's mark that down. When someone speaks it and there's no acknowledgement, the odds are their contributions to the team will go down by 50%. Because why contribute any ideas anymore? It doesn't even matter. You could debate. You could actually debate with them. At least they still feel acknowledged. You interacted. You engaged with the idea. That's all they want, right? You don't have to approve it. Just like when your little child comes up to you with a toy they just completely dismantled or something that you really cared about that they've completely dismantled. They just want validation that they're there. You can still say no, but you got to engage. Without the engagement, remember, we lose the charged life. And one way to put more charge back in your life is to start validating people. I hear you. I understand. Oh, interesting. Doesn't even matter. Especially for those of you who are struggling in a relationship right now, start noticing how often someone finishes a period and you don't say anything. Because that's where you're in trouble. They're sharing and they're communicating and you're stonewalling or not contributing. So the relationship doesn't feel like it's being built by two people. It is report out by one person, avoid by the other person. Report by one person, then instead of taking that and using it as a magical thing to build something together, it's a report out for person B. Person A reports, person B reports, person A reports, but there's no dance. There's no commingling of idea, and thus there's no connection. How many follow? Raise your hands. It's a huge psychological frame. Remember, if you could just trigger that, people want to be validated. It doesn't mean you have to make them right. It means you have to make them feel heard. And once you master that, everything changes. Once you realize that's what you need, you'll notice why you're unhappy in certain places. Why am I unhappy at work? Did you know the number one reason globally, across all industries, all companies, and every country, found by the Gallup, their big, massive workforce study, the number one reason people quit a job, what is it? Lack of appreciation. That's validation. They're not being, the number one reason that people quit a job is lack of appreciation. How many of you think you could also translate that a little bit to marriage? It's like, of course, they don't feel appreciated. They don't feel validated. Boom, you're out of there. How many of you have ever been in a relationship where no one validated you? Anyone ever been in that? Right? Did you get out? Okay, did you want out? We truly want validation. That's it. I hear you is one of the most powerful things you can say. You want the one that doesn't? Think about the opposite. Think about if you said to somebody, like imagine walking up to someone saying, I don't care about what you think. Anyone ever said that to you? I don't care what you think. I bet it's not just, these things aren't psychological frames. These are human needs. These are drives. but they frame everything. I'll tell you, when someone says, I don't care what you think, your first impulse is to strike at them. Is that crazy? Isn't it true? Your first, you have to stop. But it's such a dominant frame that if someone says, I don't care what you think, you're like, well, screw you. I mean, try it. Walk up to some stranger and go, I don't care about you. You know what? Just in case you really are into physical damage, smile, because I don't care about you. The bigger the cheesier the smile, the more absolutely hurt you are going to get. But that's what people are doing. In our modern era, this is what people, you know what's become popular? You know what's funny now? You know what's funny? Being critical. You know what's funny now suddenly in comedy, on television, and everything? It's that person who makes the smart cutting judgment about somebody. That sarcasm has become so valued. That critical nagging on others, making fun of people, that's what's become valued in our marketplace. And this is why, as a global community, more and more and more people are suffering from lack of validation, because people now take joy in stabbing people. People take joy in making fun of people. And we gotta change that. We gotta shift that around. We gotta be people, if you wanna lead others and you wanna make a dramatic difference in the world, you better learn to value people and validate their experience. Much of my work in my life is just validating people's experiences. Like, it's okay that it's hard. It's okay that you're struggling. Honor that struggle. Don't detach from it. Honor it. Validate that this is hard, but don't run from it. Validate it. It's okay. Sometimes it's not just validating a person. It's validating your own challenges. You. Your self-worth is tied to this psychological frame. Do I validate myself as a person? Or am I the person being the sarcastic ass to myself? Am I the person lacking the ability to give myself validation? Sometimes this isn't just social frames. This is psychological frames. It's inside. Some of you haven't given yourself credit in so damn long. You're beautiful. You're smart. You made it this far. You're more worth than you give yourself credit for. You can figure this out too. You do deserve happiness. You are ready for that next stage. And sometimes you just gotta own that in your heart a little bit.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.